It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. A friend and I recently took a trip to the Rocky Mountain Front, northwest of Great Falls. Having grown up in Idaho, this was my first time to where the mountains meet the plains. Maybe we'll have a Chinook, my friend said. I'd heard of Chinooks before, but never experienced one. I've since learned, however, that they hold a very special place in the hearts of Montanans, especially those hardy folks who live out along the High Line. Chinooks are the strong, warm winds that blow from the west down the lee side of mountains and across the prairies. Chinooks can blow up to 100 miles per hour at temperatures of 50 degrees Fahrenheit or more. In the middle of winter, when the frigid air cuts lungs like an icy knife and life goes underground for the most part, Chinooks can cause rapid thaws and bring brief periods of spring-like weather to the frozen landscape. Humans and animals alike poke their noses outside, raise their faces to the sun, and breathe a little more easily, for a moment anyway. Outside the Rockies, Chinooks are sometimes called a fain wind. They have been known to melt several feet of snow in just a few hours. What happens, as I learned from my friendly local weatherman, is that mild air from the Pacific blows eastward, driven by the jet stream, and travels up the western slopes of the Rocky Mountains. The air cools as it rises, about 3 degrees every 1,000 feet. Eventually, water vapor contained in the air condenses and precipitates out as rain or snow. Once the air crosses the mountains, down the other side it roars, heating rapidly 5.5 degrees every 1,000 feet due to compression. It surpasses its original temperature and arrives at the bottom of the slope as a warm, dry wind. The world-famous Chinook wind can be strong and gusty, increasing from a gentle breeze to over 100 miles per hour in a matter of seconds as the leading edge of the warm air goes by, blowing off roofs, collapsing fences, uprooting trees, and generating fierce dust storms. Most people I've talked to have their own favorite Chinook stories. One famous one occurred in 1896 at Kip, Montana, when 36 inches of snow melted in less than 12 hours as the temperature rose 24 degrees in 7 minutes. The total temperature rise was 80 degrees in a few hours. Chinooks don't just happen in Montana. The effect is felt out into eastern Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, and Kansas. People in Canada experience them as well. We can appreciate Chinooks somewhat in western Montana, although the warming effects are not so large. Our valleys are not that wide, and air coming down from the west generally has to rise again quickly to cross the mountains to the east, and so doesn't have much time to heat or pick up speed. The eastern side of the mountains, on the other hand, leads to the wide open plains with plenty of room for winds to really get moving. Chinooks are most noticeable in the winter and early spring. At other times of year, they are not as obvious or as strong, mostly because the jet stream is not as strong. Now that I've lived in Montana a while, I've come to appreciate the sense of relief and even liberation Chinooks can bring us from the entrapment of winter. Today's field note was based on observations by Stephanie Gripney. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For more information on upcoming nature classes and programs, contact our Nature Center at 327-0405 or visit us on the web at www.montananaturalist.org.